Good morning, my friends. Good morning. It is Thursday, March 28th, 7:33 in the morning in the U.S. of A. Eastern time zone. Welcome to Holy Week. Welcome to Holy Thursday. I love talking about my faith because I pretty much do that on every episode in some sort of way because to me, to exist is to talk about faith. But I realize that there are different traditions within the world and different religions and expressions, and I'm all about the coming together and the inclusion of all people. And I love all faiths, and I don't think that someone is right and someone is wrong. I think that is so just archaic and divisive. And I've interviewed rabbis in the podcast. I have so many Muslim friends. I just respect so many different faiths and religions. And I grew up within more of the context of Christianity and Roman Catholicism, like most people, because it is one of the largest religions in the world. And so this week being Holy Week, I always love it because there's so many good nuggets of truth and wisdom to help all people, and I love talking about it. And that's the thing about faith is like, and about religion and God and just conversations about these things is that we all can learn, you know, from one another. And that's what the human experience is about. You know, things get blurry and all messed up when one group of people says they're right and their way is the only way and their truth is the only truth. And I don't think that was the intention of any big figure in faith in our history. I think that if you look at them closely, they were more about the inclusion of all people. And then humans take it and they tribalize it, right? So today, I I'm just sensitive when I talk about it because I feel like whenever I do talk about my faith or Jesus or Christianity or church, like I instantly become compartmentalized into something that I despise being compartmentalized into, because that's not how I see it. And I think most people see it a certain way, and I just don't. So today I want to speak about this day, this Holy Thursday, this day before the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth, because there's so many good nuggets of truth within this day before the crucifixion. And I just want to offer up a few points, you know, for the time we have on our podcast. So I hope that's okay. How are you? How are you doing? And do you celebrate Holy Thursday? Do you do anything with your family? Do you go to church on Easter? Are you not involved with the Christian faith, and so it's just another day? Are you, going to go have dinner? Are you fasting? Are you giving up meat? So many different things, right? Speaking a little lower this morning, just feeling a little calmer, and just before I get into the message, I wanted to say that I'm back in Miami, and I had mentioned that on the last episode, going to be here for a while. I'm just drinking a protein shake, going to the gym, and I am on an insane cut, guys. Insane cut! JA is losing weight in a good way, losing fat, I should say. And I just want to be so chiseled and ripped to the point where the ladies are like, Jay, please eat a burger. You are getting way too ripped, bro. Like, until I hear that from a female, I'm not stopping. So I just want to get so dicey-wicey. I want fucking veins to just be popping out of my abdomen. Like, I just need this in my life right now. Anyways, I figure that's a good segue to talk about the Last Supper. So, imagine you were going to die, okay? Imagine you were going to die and you're not married, you're single, and you kind of know, like, what's going to happen because you have this divine insight. And you have this last night, right, before you go and you die. But you're not just going to die, you're going to be tortured and died, right? And it's going to be the most painful way of going out. And so you have this one last night, and what do you do? Well, if you're normal, you'll want to spend it with people that you love, right? And that's exactly what Jesus of Nazareth does before he dies. He's not married, he's single, and he's like, I'm going to die tomorrow, right? It's going to be awful. It's going to be painful. I'm petrified of it. But tonight, the day before it all happens, I just want to be with my boys. I just want to be with my brothers. I just want to chill with them because they make me feel good. And I've been leading them and I've been helping them. And there's something powerful, and I can't speak for women, but I know that you guys have it too. When the same gender, when all people, like 12 guys are together that love each other, it's powerful. And it's like a different energy than if like a female was there, right? And I know for you ladies, like if there was like 10 of you, and there's just like your sisters, like your people, like there's just a great energy that's feminine and pure and just like, it's just dope, you know? And if a guy walked in, it would just change everything, right? So he's like, I'm gonna die tomorrow. I just wanna be with my boys. And they know that something's coming too. So just imagine the energy on this Holy Thursday 2,000 years ago. They go into the upper room and they share something known as the Last Supper and taking a Jewish meal, right? A feast of sorts with wine and bread and olives and all the different foods of their culture at the time. And they turn it into something that's today known as the Last Supper. And so you picture this long table and these gentlemen are reclined with their beards, philosophizing about life and arrest. They're almost in hiding. They've been doing some mischievous things in the city and stirring up ruckus. And so here they are. Jesus is there. And he takes this bread and he's like, this is my body. I want you to eat it right now and I want you to think about me. Just think about how you would feel if someone said that to you. This is my body right here, this unleavened bread. And I want you to eat it and I want you to think about me, because tomorrow I'm going to die. Think about the power of that meal and the eating of that bread. And it goes around and you get your piece. And it goes around again, right? It's not just one bite. Like, it was a meal. So he's passing around this bread. And they're eating it together. He's like, just think about me. This bread is a symbol of my body. Because tomorrow, I'm going to die. The power, the thickness of that room. This is like soldiers in war, you know, knowing that tomorrow is D-Day and it's all going to end. The climax, the hotness in that room must have been so thick. And of course, if I'm going out tomorrow, I'm going to drink too. I'm going to pour out the finest wine. I'm going to take this wine and I'm going to pass it around my boys. We're going to pour it into our glasses. And then he says, when you drink this wine, I want you to think about my blood, because that's what's going to get poured out tomorrow as I die. It's powerful, guys. It's powerful. I'm going to die tomorrow. And so as we drink this wine and feel this buzz, and as we toast, I want you to know that this wine symbolizes the blood that's going to come spilling out of me tomorrow. It's just beautiful. It's poetic. But the really, really cool thing is that he frames it in a way that says this death is going to be for you guys. Talking to the gentleman at the table and talking figuratively to humanity. I'm going to go and I'm going to get killed and I've done nothing wrong. And I want you to have this bread and think about my body. And I want you to drink this wine. And I want you to think about the blood and the suffering that's going to come out of me as I do it. The irony, the thickness, the energy in that room. What makes Holy Thursday Holy Thursday is two things. The Last Supper, what I just described, and the washing of the feet of his boys. The washing of the feet of the 12, of the disciples. Knowing full well that the only reason he would be captured the next day and sent to die was because one of those 12 was going to be the fucking snitch and was going to turn him in. And he does it anyways. He does it anyways. I will wash your feet. So a little bit about the washing of the feet. I mean, guys, this is 2,000 years ago. These are grown-ass men. These feet were not nice. They were not cute. Jesus was their leader. Jesus was their teacher. Jesus was their rabbi. And he says, I am going to show you the example of how to live in two ways. The first way, through the Last Supper, I'm going to go tell you and model for you what it means to live. And that is to go die for something and for someone that you believe in. Right? I'm going to go endure this suffering in the name of love. And it's a model for good living. And the second thing he does is he's going to say, I'm going to wash your feet, because only servants do that. And though I'm your king, I will bow on my knees in front of you and do the most lowest of things. Wash all of your feet, one by one, and model for you how much I care about you, but how much about serving you is not about being your dictator and telling you what to do and standing over you and ruling by force. The way I'm going to lead you is going to be by serving you, because I know that by serving you and humbling myself and breaking myself for you is the way that true transformation will happen inside of you. And still today, guys, it's the best way to live. It's the best way to lead. And it's the best way to serve. To lead from the front, to get on your knees, to break yourself open for your team, for your people, for the ones that you say you love. Timeless, timeless, timeless wisdom. And if you truly, truly love someone, you will die for them. I know that sounds heavy, but you know it's true. You mothers that have children, are you kidding me? Of course you would. That's the love. That's the love. That's the God love. That's the selfless love. That's the sacrificial love. That's the divine love. That's the love that doesn't need reasons or explanations. It's unconditional. It comes from above. Where on earth is there any time for hate, jealousy, envy, crudeness, gossip? Where on earth is there any room for those things amidst everything I just said? There is none. Because perfect love drives it all out. This is the message for you, my friends. This is Holy Thursday. This is the best way to lead. This is the best way to serve others. The sacrificial way. The selfless way. The breaking up of our own body for the people that we love. The pouring out of our own sweat and tears and blood for people that we love. The washing of our feet, the washing of someone's feet, the bowing down in humility. And I'll end here with this. Remember that he did it for Judas Iscariot. He knew full well that there would be one of these men that was going to betray him that very night, and that man would be the reason that he got snitched out and have to die. But he chooses to wash the feet anyways. He chooses to share the meal anyways, because his value does not come from man. His value comes from God. And he will not let the opinions, he will not let the actions of man define and interrupt what God is calling him to do. Do you understand? And he still shows love to the person that will betray him. My good, good friends, Holy Thursday 2024. This is the good truth. This is the good word and the good message for you. Would you take that into your life? And not only for the people that you love, but also for the people that are hard to love. True transformation has occurred in us from people that were selfless to us. True transformation has happened in our life from people who were sacrificial for us. This isn't just the Jesus way. It's the best way to live for all people. Serving, breaking yourself open, leading, loving, sweating and crying, and at times feeling like you're going to die internally. But when you have a mission, when you're committed to the cause, when you feel like you have a divine calling on your life, you complete it and you do it. And the best way to do it and the best way to embody it is to get down on your knees and serve. Yeah. It's to break yourself open. It's to pour yourself out. It's to wash the feet. Stand back up and walk your path. Yeah. All right. Much love to you, my podcast friends. Please feel free to share this episode with anyone you like. And I am wishing you a great, 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 great Easter weekend.